Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. But we are relatively concerned, and our interview with James Patrick will finish up in this segment, but I really got a lot of perspective of what's going on around the world and the same issues that we're facing here. But the more you get involved, and whatever the vector was that got you to the nucleus, if they want to take away your individual rights, you know, what was it? Was it election fraud? That was what got me going in the late 80s. That was my focus. I've run for Secretary of State twice, County Recorder, Congress three times, U.S. Senate, State Legislature, County Recorder. I've been doing this for a long time, and it was always around one thing, to get standing to file suits on election law. And we'll talk about that in the future, of what we discovered and, you know, what kind of, how many Ernie laws I got and that kind of thing. But it doesn't matter. You know, none of that was the most movement that I got was not from what a judge said. You know, I just wanted them to say it. Make them say it, you know, make them make you and make them say it. You know, you gotta push back. There's gotta be some blowback. There's gotta be some resistance or it'll just snowball over you. You know, our rights, our future, our children, our grandchildren, you know, somebody's gotta say no. You gotta press back. Make them justify themselves. Make them say it publicly. So that has been my goal over the years. But once you discover their intent, then it doesn't matter what laws they pass. It doesn't matter, you know, how they're interpreted now. They'll keep the pressure on. It'll be another 3 years, 5 years, 10 years later. They, them, those that won't leave us alone are going to do what they intend to do. So what is important is discovering what their intent is. Their intent is to maintain and enhance and expand their power and control over the rights of the individual and to whatever benefits them, and they don't care about you. They don't. You know, like George Carlin said, there's a club, and you ain't in it, you know? So it's very obvious to me and a lot of people that have been paying attention and doing battle up, you know, close and personal with the evil that's out there, and they usually have a shiny badge. They got a name tag. They got a title. You know, they got a lab coat. They got a stethoscope around their neck, and they definitely always wearing a shiny tie. So this is, they seek credibility above all things. If their arguments were credible, they wouldn't need to use force and mandates. They wouldn't need guns and tanks and, you know, F-16s to make people comply with what it is that they want to do. They, you know, and government's not friendly advice. You know, they're not coming to you and saying, you know, we think you should do this. Oh, and here's a gun to make sure. You know, there's always manipulation and force. But that doesn't work. You never can force people to, you can force them to comply, but you can't force them to agree with what you're doing. So that is, you always got to watch your back. Well, here comes the blowback against government and the mandates. So I'm very interested in how it's being tackled
opposed around the world, especially when most of the planet doesn't have gun rights. You know, there is not that ultimate I said no, the people said no and they meant it, and they would be able to defend that no. So around the world, the only way that they have to express their opposition is in, I don't know, I guess passive resistance, parking their tractors on the road. I don't know. Voting is compromised. You have wallet voting. That's very effective. That's very effective. And that's where a lot of focus is. I got walletvoting.com back in early 2000s when I started doing radio, because I could see that was where the power was going to be. You know, go to walletvoting.com. I think I got forwarded. It goes to Freedom's Phoenix. I'm holding off on it. You know, we got, you know, there's coming a time, and it's getting closer. So it's great that James Patrick, we got to hang out and spend some time together and talk about his film. And there's others coming along these lines also. He's on his way to Ireland to do some more filming. And he also has another film that's in production about the effect of the lockdowns and the pandemic on children. How did the lockdowns, how did the masking, how did all this fear mongering and so on affect them psychologically? That would be of interest to many. So this is a lot of the stuff that we're going to be covering, but also I really focus on the solution. And my solution is doing almost opposite of whatever those don't want me to do. And they want you off the land. They do not want you to be self-sustaining. They do not want you to have your own unintentional community. Your property rights respected, hopefully. You have property that's yours, hopefully. And then you have neighbors, people that think like you do, people are in the same circumstance. You're outside of a municipal corporation. You're in the county. You're on the land. You're rural. This is where we're going to be spending our focus, because all my experiences really led me to this is the only solution. And, you know, there was a lot of support for that if you read Thomas Jefferson. He was all about the yeoman farmer. He was about the people close to the land, the ones that were self-sustaining, the ones that took care of themselves and their families and their neighbors. So we're going to be focusing on that, but we'll go ahead and finish up our conversation with James Patrick. You know, we're just ended on, is there a Second Amendment in Europe? Which countries have the ability to defend themselves? Well, they don't. You know, oftentimes, right after World War II, they stripped them of their gun rights. You know, you don't have a right to a gun. Well, we'll take care of it for you. Don't worry about it. Well, they're taking care of it, and you need to worry about it. More with James Patrick right now.
In all Western Europe.
Block traffic.
Yeah, in all Western Europe, after World War II, they stripped the guns from people, or heavily restricted them.
So what is their mechanism for it? They're going to go vote harder? They got accurate elections. It's all good. They wouldn't mess with the elections.
No, they're very domesticated in Europe.
As animals, I mean, there's like cattle people.
Yeah, a lot of them get very self-righteous, like Canadians do. These evil Americans. They're so barbaric. Look at all these shootings. They're so. I mean, you know, they put their ego in front of their brains, you know. It's really ridiculous. And I mean, it's a slave mentality. They really believe all this crap they've been told for so long, for several generations, since the 50s. You know, I mean, it's two or three generations of nonsense punched through their.
So how is Austrian economics, you know, viewed in Holland? They even know it? Have they ever heard of Ayn Rand or Hayek or Mises or Rothbard? Or there's a group called Language of Liberty that we worked with before. And what they do is, because a lot of this stuff is in English, you know, they go to Europe, and we've had over the years many students that they have, like 8-9 at a time, will come to Arizona. And we take up shooting. They get to go to the Suns game. They get to do it. And then they intern at, you know, various, even, you know, some government offices. You know, we have some libertarians in transportation and blah, 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 or a criminal defense attorney or some media guys and so on. Or they, you know, I've had interns, you know, help with the show and stuff like that. And we always entertain them and, you know, Yasek, you know, the one guy was one of the students that went on and had his own Arizona project that he brings a lot of these guys in. And how they select them is that they're activists or entrepreneurs. Some have their own businesses, but a lot of them, they're generally early 30s, 20s. And they come to America. They'll spend like 6 weeks there, and they get, you know, exposed to, you know, the truth of whatever. Then they go back, and they just have all these alumni, you know, that are sharing this kind of information, this liberty-oriented America, you know, in the Soviet Union, Ukraine, Poland, Czechoslovakia. I mean, it was just the Czech Republic, you gotta call it, right, I guess. But the this has been very interesting to me. And the reason they call it Language of Liberty, because a lot of this was in English. So they speak English, and they're learning these concepts in English. How pervasive is the American, I don't know, rhetoric, the freedom, rights of the individual, rights of the individual, the rights of the individual? That, does that penetrate at all with these Dutch farmers? Or they're just, we're being ruled wrong. We want to pick this guy to rule us, right? As opposed to not being ruled.
I mean, the Dutch farmers are pretty independent, hardcore people. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the city people are very domesticated. But, yeah, when I flew over there, I sat next to a woman on the airplane. She was a Dutch woman who spent some months in Mongolia. And then she, because I took the flight through Turkey, it was a cheap flight through Turkey, and she was coming from Mongolia. She was served in the military of Holland. And she said she was down in 2019, I think in 2019, or... Yeah, I think it was 2019. She said there was even a roadblock of farmers that stopped a military convoy, and they had burning like items and pitchforks and stuff. And there was even almost like a standoff, like, were they going to take the weapons from the convoy? Like, so, I mean, it's just, she was like, you know, I support the farmers, but I also wouldn't want to, I was nervous being in the convoy and the farmers would take the weapons from us. And it was like, you know, so it's not, they're not.
Okay,
pushed.
Which side was she in, with the military or
she
the farmers?
She was serving in the military, but she said I was sympathetic with their cause, you know, but like, it, still, I didn't want it just to get to a blows here, you know. And I mean, it's just like, you know, I hope the farmers maintain their balls and don't
because it's over
back down
for
because
they
the government
this.
Is really out of line here and they're talking about stealing people's livelihoods and they drive people to insanity and anger and then they go, oh well, you're a jerk for overreacting. So
government funded NGOs.
You know, I'm not advocating an armed revolt, but I do think you gotta, like, if they're talking about stealing a third of the country, what kind of government representation is that?
It's
a violent aggression against that.
I don't see how this doesn't become. It's going to be from the barrel of a gun.
It has to, I mean, that has to be the biggest, like, infringement on Dutch rights in recorded history.
Which the Dutch has been an example of free market capitalism for longer in America. Yeah. I mean, you know, for a long time. I mean, you know, this is how they made their life. It was the richest, this itty-bitty little, you know, kingdom. A lot of people don't know that the Dutch, up until, hell, even now, were the greatest investment in America and our treasuries and, you know, the debt. And I mean, it's the Dutch.
New York almost spoke Dutch for...
Yeah.
It was almost the official language of New York.
They go after... the strength.
Yeah.
The rest is a mop-up operation. And it's been America and Holland. You know,
I'll just briefly go over the site or that a little bit of my work. So I'm doing like a regular interview series. I have like 15 backlogged interviews now. I did one with former French presidential candidate, three terms, Jean Lassalle, who admitted that a third of the French Senate faked their vaccines, and Macron did. I got, like, Brooke Jackson, the Pfizer whistleblower. I'm putting out two this week and next week on Christine Coton, who goes over the Pfizer trials methodology, how it was all the worst clinical trials.
Where would they go for this?
It's at bigpicture.watch, and I have the email list, and they're posted to different sites as well. And then I just interviewed Sasha Latipova on the fact that the vaccines were authorized as military countermeasure prototypes, demonstrations, not actually FDA approved. There was strange legal stuff going on there. But Sasha Latipova also designed and oversaw clinical trials for big pharma companies for 20 years. So,
yeah, no, the history. I mean, CorbettReport.com, James Corbett doing stuff on the four-part series on, you know, the real Bill Gates and on Fauci and all that. I mean, these are evil sons. They've been around for a long time doing this stuff.
So, it's amazing
what they're getting away with.
So on the site Big Picture I Watch, you can find the films I'm doing and contribute to each one. And then there's also this ongoing interview series. So the next film I'm working on now is Well, I'm doing this new Irish one. I'm going to Ireland and doing another film like I did on Holland and on Ireland. Then there's the one I'm doing on the fertility effects of the vaccines in three parts. That's going to be really cool.
Oh, they don't want you doing that one.
And then the third one is on how children have been affected by the lockdowns and the training stuff.
Psychologically.
What happened at school, yeah.
So, this has been... When they first started mandating the face masks in school, my grandchildren came out of the public school system because our children were homeschooled. After my oldest was in third grade, I could see what was kind of said, man, I am not fighting this. You know, nope, we're done, out. What are you going to do? Don't know, don't care. You know, they can sit there and play blocks all day. They're not getting this.
And that was so bad when the rhetoric, remember back then in like April 2020, they said, it was, let's get our kids back to school. And then they came out with these egregious protocols of like wrapping them in plastic and then making them crazy, you know, and you're like, I don't know if that's the best environment to go back to school.
No, we're good. We're done. And yeah, homeschooling is really coming into its own.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of curriculum and good material out there, and we were really encouraged by Ron Paul coming out with, you know, Ron Paul curriculum. That was, if you had nothing else, at least you could trust it wasn't going to be communism. I mean, so there's been a big backlash that I don't know if they anticipated or didn't care, or they got what they wanted anyway, or
they must have anticipated it.
Well, here comes the central bank digital currency, you know, the control mechanism with your money. You know, don't think that got, you know, unnoticed. You know, that's not going to be a vector. You know, and did it ever come up in Europe? You know, their central bank digital currency controlled social credit of you're on the list of whatever COVID tracking phone crap. I mean, did that get discussed at all out of Holland?
I mean, the Dutch issue is just about the farmers, but
no. As you're talking to the people. You know, I mean, are they seeing a much larger, they're part of tentacle of the octopus?
I mean, I think they're just like everybody. They're not necessarily connecting all the dots, so just a few of them.
Wow, man, what's it going to take? What do you think? We'll sit on that. What do you think it's going to take for people to see this is a full spectrum dominance vector everywhere, all around atmosphere of control, of attack on any resistance for them to they, them, those to control?
Well, that's what I'm doing these films for, to draw this connection to people, because I think most people don't see it. They just think the world's gone mad. But I think the more that they push their hand and act so obvious about it, the fact that that's how I end on the Dutch farmers film, is this commentary by a Austrian professor, and he's like, whether it's the anti-nuclear, the anti-nitrogen, the, you know, all these different issues coming at us from all these different angles, that we need to get all on the same page and see it as one holistic attack on us, and not divided into these different battle groups, but really all joined.
That was my realization after a few months in the late 80s when I started, a young man, doing like what you start looking. It became very obvious to me that these were just all symptoms of an overall attack. You know, America and the concept of individualism, the concept of individual rights, the concept of you own yourself, you're not property of a sovereign king of crown or something, you know, that was the attack. It would all the issues, be it, you know, education or finance, economics, healthcare, everything, what had a core of we want the control, and we're going to use whatever mechanism to do it. So why they had the United Nations this, or League of Nations, or the, you know, G20 of the GGG, the IMF, Bank of International, some BRICS, of what, they're all the same. They don't want me running my life, my family. Mm-hmm. They're going to take my land, or you're not allowed to have land, whatever. Here it comes.
Because you're going to hurt the orchids.
With nitrogen. James Patrick. You know, James Patrick, this is awesome. Thanks for spending time with us. You know, I really enjoyed this conversation. But the main thing, you know, I just want the audience to know, because this all comes down to, I guarantee, it's going to come down to this. General public opinion. Nitrogen 2000. Nitrogen, seriously. The Dutch farmer struggle. Well, it's not going to be just Dutch farmers. We're all Dutch farmers now. That's going to be a worldwide thing. And it's, you know, one of the phrases that I use a lot is I go, it won't happen all at once, but it will happen overnight. And a lot of people, they didn't really understand what I meant. What I mean is it won't happen all at once. I mean, you'll see it. You'll see this kind of stuff. You'll see the documentaries. You'll see the policies. You'll see the rhetoric, the public service announcements, the fear. You'll see it. You know, but it won't happen all at once. You'll see it coming, but it will happen overnight. All of a sudden, it's going to be Friday and the bank holiday starts, or something happened and the world's different on Monday. You know, the stock market will take a big giant jump or dump or whatever. You know, it's just, it will happen overnight. But it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. And I think the biggest overnight and the biggest surprise, because people don't know what to do, is going to be financial. It's going to be, they're going to have to go to central bank digital currency and all the problems that brings. And the reason is because math. That you can't do what they've been doing and it be sustainable. It's just, it's not sustainable. And a lot of us in this freedom space and covering economics and so on, we're amazed it's lasted as long as it has, but it can't go. That which can't continue doesn't.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess and you may receive a quick death. Deny and you must be purified by pain. Do you confess? Do you confess? Then on the morrow you shall...
So- Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. The Biden administration is defending the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members who travel out of state for abortions.
That is a foundational, sacred obligation of military leaders across the river.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the policy is critical as 1 in 5 members of the military are women. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has held up military promotions in protest of the policy. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction. Elton John's testifying in Kevin Spacey's defense at his criminal sexual assault trial in London. The legendary musician testified remotely and said Spacey attended only one of his annual galas, contradicting one of Spacey's alleged victims. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back for the final segment of Declare Your Independence. Welcome back to the final segment of Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. Now, we have a clip from a conversation that I have weekly with my good friend, Dr. Frank Tamburi. And, you know, we talk politics and culture and so on the Trump Report we've been doing for 8 years. This particular conversation really is over 3 hours, and it averages 3 to 5 hours every week. We've been doing this for 8 years. And I'm just going to give you one segment just to entertain you and see how much fun we have. If you want to hear the entire show, go to Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com or our new site and portal, FreedomsPhoenix.com, freedom with an S, Phoenix spelled out P-H-O-E-N-I-X.com. And at the top right, you'll see the Declare Your Independence logo. You click on that, and boom, you can get the full entire show. We have a lot of fun. You can also interact with our editors and me as the publisher for FreedomsPhoenix.com. At the top of the site, it'll say join us, and you can sign up for free and get the email dispatch that has, man, it's 50 to 70 headlines a day. We cover the entire news coverage of anything that we think is of importance. But you'll find it unique in that we're not pushing any one agenda other than freedom. But we also include a lot of articles from the left and the right, mainly so you can see the rhetoric that they're advocating, so you can understand the beginnings of a lot of these trends and things that are coming. Our readers and listeners are very well informed. Be informed. Be ready. Be prepared. That's what we've been doing since 2005. We started Freedom's Phoenix. It was an idea in 1996 when we knew that when video hit the internet, it was going to change everything. Of course, we were ridiculed. Video hit the internet. That'll never happen. But I go, yeah, well, when it does. Well, in 2005, it did. And when it hit, we were ready. So I encourage you to go check it out. There are tutorials on there. There's a lot of time that we'll spend in the future on how to use the site, how to get the most out of it. But I tell you, it is very effective in turning you into a warrior, that you get the information and it's easy to share it. It's not a social media so much as it is an activist tool. That's how it was created. But it's fun. It has a wide range of information, and we do a lot of things, and you'll get up to speed on all the things that you probably recognized a lot of the activities that we've done over the years, but you just never knew where that came from. Well, now you're going to know. Enjoy.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Disney parks are now also collapsing. The attendance of Disney parks is abysmal. I've heard a lot of their most popular rides are down to 10-minute waits, which most of the,
you're
2 hours. Yeah, it's like 10 minutes, right? Now the funny thing is, I'm part of this because I have a child. I always wanted to bring her to Disney park. We went to the first theme park ever with my daughter, Phaedra. And we decided to go, and I kept thinking thinking Disney World or Disneyland or, California, she's 6 years old, Disney princess, do the princess thing. I mean, that's normally what you would think I would do, even though I'm not into the corporate stuff. And yet, I was so turned off by Disney. I don't care about their Star Wars ride. They took down the Song of the South ride, Splash Mountain. They have rainbow parades that they're pushing in the parks. I've heard of all the price gouging on and on and on, all the fights going on at Disney parks because the security does not want to enforce security because then they'll be called a racist and all this crap. So I'm so turned off by Disney. But just on a personal note, I made the sacrifice not to make my daughter's first, big theme park Disneyland. Instead, we decided to go to Knott's Berry Farms, which, a plug, I'll tell you, I really never heard of it. It was fantastic. It's like a family vibe giant amusement park, which has one of the top roller coasters in the world called Ghost Rider. Check it out. It's awesome. But I'll tell you what, it was just a family place. We had a fantastic time. We planned to go even longer next time.
What was it called?
So Disney parks are all failing on top of their movies.
So what was the park you went to you liked? What was it?
Knott's Berry Farms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's up here. It's called Silverwood in northern Idaho that Rhea and her kids, their family went last year, and they had such a great time. They went again this year, and Sierra brought her kids from Phoenix up to northern Idaho and come visited up here with Donna and I, just to go to that park. And Donna went and said, yeah, it was awesome, beautiful. I didn't make it because I was still in Bangor, but I came right after they went. Kids loved it. And you didn't get Snow White and Drag telling you.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Remember, we played on the show. I mean, the guy in Drag trying to pretend a prince. I mean, I was so turned off. And go to Knott's Berry Farms, it was going to an old-fashioned amusement park of the day, back in the day. To credit Knott's Berry Farm, they have a very interesting history. I'll save you guys the deal. But they have one property that they gotten that they decided to bring in to compete with Disney, and that was the Peanuts with Snoopy. So there's a whole Snoopy land, and it's all done family-friendly, and my daughter loved it. She loves Woodstock. She's all in the Woodstock. And it was just, I have to say, I felt like an old-fashioned parent that I wanted to be. There was not one inkling of woke anything around. You go to Disney parks, even go to the zoo here in Arizona, and I'm not kidding, about a fifth of all the attendees were trans. I couldn't believe it. My wife and I went to the zoo here in Phoenix Zoo, which is right next to ASU, a very, very liberal, you know, college and city of Tempe. And about a fifth of all the people were trans. I couldn't tell if these are men or women. And they're all wearing shorts and T-shirts. And I thought they were women. They're talking like they're a guy. I was thrown off the whole time. I hate to say it. So none of that when I went to Knott's Berry Farms, and I'm sure like what you're talking about. Well, with all of these things, you know, and the merchandising is collapsing because no one watches their movies, no one likes.
Well, was
their property.
It busy at Knott's Berry Farm? Was it?
Oh yeah. Well, it was busy, but not too busy. It was perfectly regulated, and in other words, it wasn't too much, not too little. They do have a fast pass that you could do, but I'll be honest, it wasn't that long of a wait. It was doable. I didn't feel suffocated by people or by agenda or any of the suffocation that people are getting at Disney, at the Disney parks. And that's why also everyone's going to Universal. Universal is going through the roof. People are watching their movies. They're going to their parks. Disney is hemorrhaging on all sides, including, as I was about to say, is since no one's watching their movies or their TV shows, that means no one's watching their cable show. They're pulling out hundreds of thousands of subscribers every month are leaving Disney Plus, which was supposed to be the engine of why they bought everything.
Yeah.
They bought all these properties thinking they could just build and buy a network to compete with Netflix. And they're hemorrhaging. So now no one's buying the toys that
we had ESPN, Hulu, Disney, all that for free just by being a one time Verizon customers or something that got, and we still saw unsubscribed. I got so tired of just going, and Netflix. You go, it's like just even looking for a movie, I felt indoctrinated. I'm just going,
yes.
I can't. It pisses me off every time I click on the stream service.
Here's the big news.
Angel
and
Studios.
You heard it here first on Freedom's Phoenix. Most of you probably hear it first. All right. So not that everybody cares, but with Disney being so bad, there's been a rumor that's been going around for a number of years. And of a certain company buying Disney, but it didn't seem to go through yet because it's almost the thinking is that this company knows how bad Disney is and they're just waiting for Disney to keep hemorrhaging so the cost keeps going down and down and down. And it's a company that really could utilize the ultimate buy of properties. In other words, Disney bought up Lucasfilm and Pixar and Marvel and everybody else. In order to build up their
all right, who's going to do it? Who'd buy it?
Here we go.
Go.
Apple. Apple is looking to buy Disney, and rumors, and this is beyond just a rumor. So it's thought that many people are betting on this, that within about 3 years, Disney will be in such dire straits, not to mention this Hulu deal that I talked about a few weeks ago, and that's coming up in December. And we'll talk about that later. I mean, Disney is so screwed in so many ways. Let's watch what they're doing. And so they're going to need some help. And it looks like Apple, because remember, Apple's trying to do Apple TV. They have their own subscription service. They're trying to get content. What better way, since Apple has the infrastructure, they have the computers, they have the whole setup. The only thing they don't have is the content. And Apple is in the same woke mentality as Disney. Matter of fact, Disney people are on Apple's board, and Apple's on Disney board. They do a lot of cross-pollination.
Okay.
So it's a perfect match.
BlackRock, Vanguard.
And not just Disney, but remember, Disney bought Fox Studios. So every movie ever done by 20th Century Fox, everything, including when they bought Fox, they also bought Sound of Freedom, which they didn't want to release. But that, I digress. So they have all of this. And so Apple would own every Disney movie, every Marvel movie, every Star Wars, you know, Lucasfilm. They'd own everything Fox did, the Alien franchise and Lethal Weapon. And I mean, it was all, you know, Singing in the Rain. I mean, like every single movie, I think that was MGM actually, but all, everything for like, you know, 50, 80 years, everything it can put right on their channel. So watch for that. I mean, you guys are investors. I'm not giving investor advice, but man, there's something interesting there. Oh. Wait. Tell me how you like the movie Sound of Freedom. We never got into it. What did you think?
Tear up a few times, boom, it wins. Okay. The as a movie, there weren't any car crashes or laser beams, damn it. You know what I mean? You want some of the bad guys to get, you know, like a lightsaber or something across the face. But it was entertaining. It was engaging. It was quality. It went well. It gave a good message without exploiting, you know, the issue or the children. I thought it was very well done for something of its nature. It's just that I, you know, it's an uncomfortable subject that, you know, yay, let's go watch Sound of Freedom. But I'm glad I did. I enjoyed it. Is that I enjoyed the impact it had. I enjoyed the method they used to portray this subject. I enjoy the bad guys coming after it and it doing really well. I recommend people see it. I recommend, you know, after you see it, maybe you would take even children or young people to see it. It's not that they can't, you know, watch it. There's some good action. I liked it. But it's not, I could recommend it without saying it's not entertainment. It's almost like homework. It's work. You know, to go, but a bunch of us went at one time. I don't want to say I enjoyed the movie. I approved of the movie. I got my money's worth. I didn't feel like I needed a refund. It was an adventure with friends. It was important. I liked the fact that it had such an impact, and it's a big, giant middle finger to all of the stuff that you and I have been criticizing for years. So that's about the best I can, you know, examine it.
And isn't it interesting the spot it's put the media and the establishment? They're in a spot now where we're so divided, where you would think the one topic we could all agree on is child trafficking, especially the liberals, where everything is it's for the children, for the children, for the children. This is the ultimate movie.
It's all cracking. One of the things.
They're squirming. You know, I mean, what does that tell you? I mean,
well, I tell you, you know, that Dylan Mole, what's her, his face, Bud Light guy, girl, something, you know, they said that Dylan said they're going, moving out of the country or something. I don't know what the hell.
Peru. No, he's on vacation in Peru. He's taking a break.
But the Bud Light is now not being restocked. Whatever is there is done and over for Costco. Bulk pallet of kind of big Anheuser-Busch has, well, you know, it's a dead brand. You know, they're done. So it's crap beer anyway. I was never a Bud Light fan to begin with, but it is, it was such a colossal mistake on their part. But what did we do? We trained them what to do, not to do, how far to go, what not. It's all part of their algorithm of artificial intelligence and how they're going to bullshit us next time. You know, so whatever. You know, we need to be much more mature as and reach our capacity as human beings. You know, that we, our goal is to procreate, raise the next generation to be self-sufficient and resilient to these kinds of things to do. We have not been doing our job as human beings because we've been taken advantage of. Our compassion, our love, our goodness, our tolerance. You know, all the things that make humans social creatures is what's been weaponized against us. And what's held it off has been the male patriarchy, you know, protect my family, home and hearth, children kind of thing. Oh, no, you're not allowed to, you know, do that. That's vigilanteism, whatever. You got to get a, you know, a government agent to do it for you and a permit, you know. And I'm like, wow. And I think that's going away, or certainly being recognized, it should go away, this opposition to strong male characters and fathers that, and I remember having a guy named Glenn Sachs, I think his name was, early on, you know, in the mid-2000s, I was doing Terran Radio, and his whole thing was he was a father that got divorced and could see how the courts were laser beamed against men. It didn't matter how jacked up crazy the woman was, you know, men didn't have any rights, certainly when it came to their children. So he really hammered on that. And one of the things that he looked at was how straight white men were being portrayed in commercials and on TV and shows. And this was 20 years ago. He was going, look, I can tell you where this is going. You go look at all the Glenn Sachs videos and stuff that we did. Yeah, he was on it back in, it was like 07, 08. It was before the Levolution that I was interviewing him and then, you know, continuing on from there. But he, to be the father to his children, he couldn't advocate publicly not complying with the courts on whether you get vaccinated, whether the school, everything. He was like, you know, he had to be the good dad, you know, work within the system kind of crap. But what his real thing was is that the system itself is jacked up and being used to manipulate and force people into what we're seeing right now. And he was one of the early guys that was really highlighting this stuff. And every Super Bowl commercial and every, you know, television program and every, he highlighted all this stuff. And I think his name was Glenn Sachs. I'm pretty sure that was it. And it was, you know, he pegged it. You know, you can see it happen. So I've been seeing this. I've been aware. It's been blips on my radar screen for a long time. And to what end? To eliminate the righteous indignation, either through chemicals, manipulation, big tech, media, education, whatever it took, social credit score for your money spending, access to whatever, it has been to dismantle the family unit, the male, hell, welfare, the black communities, all that stuff, to dismantle the influence that men have on the protection of their family, their friends, their community, their neighbors, their country. That has been a surgical strike, and it shows just how effective it's been. And this Marxist, you know, ideology and methods we were warned was what they were going to use, and here it is. You know, J. Edward Griffin was really big on this. John Taylor Gatto was big on this. You know, we've had, you know, ex-KGB guys telling us what they were doing. This has been a thing. Reagan was good on this stuff. You know, what, you know, needed to happen. So now that we've seen it and you have the internet now, and that's why I'm so big on the documentation and the preservation of data so that we don't have to keep relearning this stuff all the time. And it is, you watch this, and this Corbett report documentary, this 23-hour podcast thing of Richard Grove, you know, this subscription to Freedom's Phoenix, you know, this, you know, Occupy the Land kind of thing. I mean, you know, this experience with the Levolution, this, I mean, you know, it's like, duh. You know, it's duh. So now we have the opportunity to share, like what we're doing on this show, with enough people that they have resources for themselves, Generation Next, and the justification for using their own critical thinking skills. That's what's coming. And it's going to bifurcate into they, them, those that just want to be told what to do and lazy, whatever the hell, and those, no, I'm good, and it's going to be a battle, and it's probably going to come down to blood. I don't see how it's avoided. It's going to be death, dying, and destruction, and enlightenment will follow, I hope. And that's what I'm counting on. So it's great spending time with Dr. Frank, and we just yak about this, and this is stuff that, you know, we share with you, and over the years, it's been neon flashing. Trump Report was right. You know, it's not about Trump. I don't even know what else we'd call it, but, you know, Tyranny Report or whatever. But it started off the Trump Report, not so much Trump, but the attack on MAGA, the attack on the people that supported Trump. They weren't after him. They were after the people, the mindset, the support of this individualism, you know, this not being told what to do all the time. And if you're going to have a government, the focus should be, you know, their people. Well, that wasn't the focus. We were, you know, cannon fodder. We were the tools. We were the, you know, the serfs. So this is becoming common knowledge. It has a play in the future. I don't know exactly what, but I know what I'm doing. You have to declare your independence. You have to be independent so you're not dependent. And everything that we do is working towards that end. And Dr. Frank helps by giving me every opportunity to say you're still voting. You know, so that works.
Hey, I think it's still possible. I'm gonna tell you, I'll assist you in voting just to put that little thing for the team for Trump. That's my goal.
You know what it shows, though? It shows that I voted.
I got another year to work on.
Shows that I voted. Hey, we see here that you voted. I go, well, I kind of voted. I was disabled. I need help.
I just want Ernie to proudly put that little sticker "I voted today" on him. Just, oh yeah, I voted.
Oh, the sacrifices I make for Frank. All right, thanks guys. Peace.
See ya. Bye.
Yeah, Frank and I have a lot of fun, but you can get the whole show over at DeclareYourIndependenceWithErnestHancock.com or, easy to remember, FreedomsPhoenix.com. Freedom with an S, Phoenix spelled out, PHOENIX.com, and sign up for the email dispatch. Join us, the top center of FreedomsPhoenix.com. Really easy to do, and it's free. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.